Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk, all wrapped up in a neat little package you can listen to while you walk the dog, commute to work, or even just chill on the couch. Today we're diving into something powerful, something maybe a little uncomfortable at first. Finding strength in vulnerability. Ever felt like putting on this armor, this impenetrable facade, because that's what society seems to expect? You know, tough guy, strong woman, never showing weakness. Well, guess what? That's not actually the path to strength. It's a myth we've been sold. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about life, they understood that true strength comes from facing our vulnerabilities head-on, not hiding from them. Think of it like this. Your vulnerability is like raw clay, you know? It's malleable, it can be shaped. If you ignore it, if you try to bury it under layers and layers of toughness, it just hardens, becomes brittle. But when you embrace it, when you acknowledge those cracks and imperfections, that's when the real magic happens. That's when you can actually grow, learn, and become stronger. So, let's unpack this a bit, shall we? First off, remember that vulnerability isn't weakness. It's courage. It takes guts to show up authentically, to let people see the real you, flaws and all. Think about it. Sharing your fears, admitting when you're struggling, asking for help those aren't signs of weakness. They are acts of immense strength. Second, vulnerability builds connections. When we allow ourselves to be seen, truly seen, we create a space for genuine connection with others. It's like saying, hey, I'm human just like you, I make mistakes, I feel things deeply, and I'm willing to share that with you. That kind of openness fosters trust, empathy, and deeper relationships. Third, vulnerability is essential for personal growth. We learn from our experiences, even the tough ones. When we suppress our emotions or try to pretend everything is perfect, we block ourselves off from learning and evolving. By embracing our vulnerabilities, we open ourselves up to new possibilities, challenges that help us grow, and ultimately become more resilient individuals. Fourth, vulnerability allows for true creativity. Think about it. The most powerful art, the most moving music, often comes from a place of deep emotional honesty. When we're willing to expose our vulnerabilities, to share our authentic selves, we unlock a wellspring of creativity that can transform not only ourselves but also the world around us. Finally, remember that vulnerability is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when it feels easier to put up those walls to hide behind the mask of strength. But keep practicing, keep showing up authentically, and you'll find that true strength lies in embracing your vulnerabilities. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, something really important. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, you feel like everyone is judging you. Now, what do you do? You could try to power through it, pretend everything's cool, maybe even throw in some forced humor to mask your nerves. But honestly, that usually ends up backfiring. Or you can choose vulnerability. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those butterflies, and say something like, I'm a little nervous about this, but I'm really excited to share this project with all of you. See the difference? That simple act of acknowledging your vulnerability not only humanizes you, it creates a connection with your audience. They might even feel more comfortable sharing their own thoughts and ideas because they know you're being real. So, here's the takeaway, folks. Embrace your vulnerabilities. It's okay to be imperfect. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to let people see the real you. Vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. It's the key to deeper connections, personal growth, and ultimately living a more authentic and fulfilling life. I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice vulnerability? Share your thoughts in the comments or send me a message, I'm always here to chat. And remember, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.